It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. Of course, talking property news. We do that 7 days a week, as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. And another weekend, May the 4th, has turned up today. And don't forget, of course, next week, the RBA is going to meet once again for the May cash rate decision on what they are likely to do. And there seems to be a bit of a split on this one. Some people saying no change, while others are saying that there is a real possibility that the interest rate might go up for mortgage holders. Let's hope that that is not the case next week, but that will roll along soon enough. We are travelling to Queensland this morning and into the very delightful spot of Hervey Bay, and Scott Mitchell is joining us. And a very good morning, Scott. How has your last, five, 6 weeks been on the sunny Fraser Coast?
Yes, may the 4th be with you, Craig. I am a tragic Star Wars fan, couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
That's a big day for Star Wars tragics like me. Yeah, we've been busy. It actually picked up after Easter, and we've had a real run in sales. As of today, my small team, which is really me, my wife, two assistants, I've got Blender and Scout, and we've written 16 contracts in the last, just on 5 weeks. As of today, we've still got 22 contracts in play, so we've been busy.
Wow, well, those are good numbers. And of course, we talk about the positivity. And last week, you were at a Fraser Coast tourism and event, and there was a presentation there for the Hervey Bay Chamber of Commerce. Once again, no doubt, plenty of positivity.
Yeah, my word. We've always supported Chamber of Commerce. I think it's an important thing to be directly involved with your local business community. And it was a great turn up. We did it at they call it the Clubhouse, which is at the Hervey Bay Golf House or Golf Club. And there was well over 100 business owners there. And the main speaker was Martin Simmons, just putting an emphasis on the value of tourism to Hervey Bay. It is one of our largest economic drivers, I would say. There's been some really positive promotion outside of our region to bring people in. They showcased some fantastic results. So things are looking good. We've been very busy over it. Like, you couldn't get any accommodation across Hervey Bay at Easter. More rain than we need now, so it can stop raining any moment now. It's even made shooting our property shoots challenging, because trying to get some blue sky has been troublesome.
Yeah, that is one of the problems, of course, particularly videography. You don't want to shoot a property if the rain is a little bit inclement. Now, CoreLogic, let's turn our attention to them, because they had some very interesting findings out this week talking about Australia's population numbers, and it's something that sort of caught your eye.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, there's been a bit of talk around how rapidly expanding our population growth has been since COVID. A lot of people coming back into Australia, and that's sort of been driving that housing crisis to a degree. Like, trying to find accommodation for all these people coming into the country is going to keep trades and builders busy for some time. I just noted the headline on the article that they put out last week. We are experiencing, as a nation, that's the fastest rate of growth since the 1950s, with our cities and towns naturally densifying heavily. And Hervey Bay is now statistically the fastest growing region in Queensland. So we're definitely experiencing a lot of that specific growth into our area. At a national level, I thought this was interesting too. So at a national level, they suggested that the population density of 3.5 people per square kilometre is amongst the lowest in the world. But it highlighted the fact that we're so urbanised in our population that half of our population live in our three largest cities. In fact, 75% of our population resides in just 2.6% of our landmass. So it shows you that we've got plenty of space for the incoming people.
And the fastest growing city in Queensland is not a bad sort of a title to have. We'll come back and we'll talk to Scott more about Hervey Bay, and we'll look at some of these population numbers as well. We'll do that next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
Well, an independent report is out revealing Australia is set to fall well short of its target of 1.2 million new homes by 2029 under the current trajectory. Currently, there are 170,000 people on public housing wait lists and 122,000 experiencing homelessness, which we have covered this week. Now, despite efforts like the National Housing Accord aiming to build the 1.2 million homes by 2029, challenges like lagging construction times and a shortage of affordable housing persist, with Treasurer Jim Chalmers acknowledging the urgency, highlighting the government's commitment of over $25 billion to new housing initiatives in the upcoming budget. It was always an ambitious number of houses to build. Now, across the weekend, if you're looking for something to watch, I can thoroughly recommend something I am two episodes into. It's called A Man in Full, starring Jeff Daniels and Diane Lane, who are absolutely excellent. And it's about a real estate tycoon who is facing bankruptcy. What actually stood out for me in this series so far is the writing. And then I saw that David E. Kelly is the writer. So check that one out, A Man in Full.
Navigate the world of real estate like a pro with expert insights, opinions and trends to up your game and knowledge when buying your next property.
And it is a Real Estate Saturday morning, covering real estate this morning on the sunny Fraser Coast. If you're not sure where that is, get a map out and have a look. It's north of the Sunshine Coast. And it is one of the fastest growing areas, as Scott just mentioned before the break, in Queensland. And just to sort of drilling down on some of these numbers, Scott, the CoreLogic report from last week, some interesting numbers around Melbourne's population too.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen our population sort of calculated at a per person in a square kilometre area before. But yeah, they suggested that Melbourne had the absolute highest population density for our country, with 521 per square kilometre. So that's a pretty dense population. No wonder they complain about the traffic. And then you've got Adelaide was at 444 people per square kilometre. They had Sydney at 441. And despite Sydney having that largest portion of the medium to high density housing stock in the country, generally it's the smaller blocks and that more dense metro areas that really contributes to that high density population. And it makes Hervey Bay even more attractive when we complain usually when we get a block of dirt under 600 square metres and you can still buy half an acre blocks of land in Hervey Bay that are, you know, minutes and in some cases walking distance to a beautiful beach.
Well, if you take a look at the number as you broke down in Melbourne, 521 people per square kilometre, in Hervey Bay you'd probably have, what, 12 per square metre?
That's an interesting, I should ask them if they could work that out for us, but yeah, I'm going to go with 12. 12's a good figure.
Yeah. All right, and just sticking with the migration, the way that is going, it's hardly surprising to really see these cities across Australia rising in the numbers with people just being attracted in something that CoreLogic really did illustrate and pick up on with these numbers.
All of this population increasing in density is flowing on to us in Hervey Bay, and we've talked about our market is really driven by these external southern markets mostly. We did a bit of migration this year. We actually have seen more people relocating into Hervey Bay from mostly the ones I've dealt with directly have been Townsville, Cairns, Port Douglas, and they all indicated that this last wet season, which has been wet and more traditional, some would say, is the last one. They had a couple of cyclones. It's just that was the end of it. They're over the humidity, and they've come down to Hervey Bay, which we do have statistically, again, one of the most temperate subtropical climates in the country. And this is just going to support our steady, consistent growth, I would suggest. We're still seeing plenty of buyers migrating up out of that southeast corner, particularly Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane. Brisbane's having a bit of a boom, and it's those sellers, again, are moving up to Hervey Bay, selling down there at a higher value, getting out of the traffic and moving into Hervey Bay.
Yes, and I'm just wondering what the market of Hervey Bay would actually look like if people in the likes of, say, a Brisbane, a Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Melbourne and Sydney didn't migrate from their respective cities into Hervey Bay.
We would be sparse for sure. Probably more like it was when I arrived here 18 years ago. I moved into Hervey Bay in 2006 and our population, it was almost half back then. So we were sitting around the 50,000 people for the postcode 4655 and now we're just over 100,000. So that's pretty solid growth. We are driven completely by those southern markets, no question.
And one of the things we've spoken about in previous podcasts from Hervey Bay is the Great Sandy Marine Park. And you've got a little bit of an update around this.
Yeah, my word. So I really only do sell houses to fund my fishing habit. So fishing is my passion. And I've been directly involved in campaigning to have our Great Sandy Marine Park reviewed. So we've finally had those changes adopted. And the new Great Sandy Marine Park zoning plan will come into effect on the 21st of this month. So the 21st of May. And the biggest noteworthy change in that is there'll be no large mesh gill netting in our yellow conservation park zones, which are extensive throughout the Great Sandy Marine Park. So everywhere we've seen large gill nets removed from our inshore waters, the fish stocks have improved and the recreational fishing opportunities around that have also benefited. That flows on throughout the entire community. Recreational fishermen contribute significantly to our local economy, both economically and socially. Even our tourism organisers have agreed and confirmed that recreational fishing value at a tourism level is worth in excess of $30 million a year to the local economy, and it does filter out throughout the entire business community. It should make significant improvements in our local fish stocks in years to come, and that'll benefit the entire community.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there on that very positive note around fishing. And Scott, of course, you can find in Hervey Bay. Hey, enjoy your weekend, Scott, and look forward to chatting in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, we'll do, Craig. I'll actually looking forward to slipping out for a fish, I reckon.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
Where people are able to keep servicing home loans, and it's possible that a lot of the people taking out debt at the moment to buy aren't having to take out as much. So downsizers or people who are selling an asset to buy something else is making up a little more of the owner-occupier-buyer pool.
And I remember 2 years ago, we were talking about this high contrast between different markets. Your report is telling us that there is still this multi-speed factor that is in play.
That's right. And the biggest factors that we see determining the kind of rate of growth that you're getting across the market depends on value. So like I say, relatively cheap markets like Perth and Adelaide are seeing the strongest growth at the moment. And it's also to do with stock levels.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.